Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I will get back to everything in a second. Let's welcome in Seth Lugo from down at spring training. Seth, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? I'm good. Doing pretty good.
Welcome. How's your spring going?
It's going well. Can't complain. Yeah.
You know, last year was such a good year. You know, do you remember Ramiro Mendoza from the Yankees? Did you ever see him, or is he before your time?
I think he was before my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's the kind of guy that you are. Jack of all trades, a guy who can close a game, a guy who can hold a game, a guy who can start a game. I mean, very, very valuable, especially as well as you pitched last year. What would be your preference, first of all? Let's start there. Most people are going to say starting because of the money, but is starting what you want to do?
Yeah. For me, I like to set my goals high. You know, would love to throw a no hitter one day. Or, you know, have a chance to win a Cy Young. So I mean, that you know, there's been relievers won Cy Young, but you know, as a starter, that's kind of where my goals are. So you know, eventually, I'd love to get there. But you know, with the guys we got now, you know, I mean, I'm just as happy being in the bullpen watching them do their thing. You know.
But you have that rare gift to be able to handle every part of the job, which is, you know, you can be long, you can be short, you can start. I mean, that's not easy to do. Those kind of guys like you are very valuable, very rare.
Yeah, I've always had the mindset of, as a starter, even coming out of the bullpen, you know, I'm not trying to pitch through, you know, 25 hitters, but I'm approaching it like I would a start. You know, I'm up there for the first batter, you know, I just assume I've got, you know, plenty more to come. I don't think this is my last guy or I've only got to get three guys out. You know, I just go one pitch at a time and one hitter at a time.
Do you amend your stuff at all? If you're late in the game, which I know this year probably won't happen as much, especially the way the Mets did this. But if that were the case, do you amend your stuff? Do you shorten your stuff as far as what you'd throw if you come in the game late versus if you came in long relief or started a game?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what helps me have so much success. You know, I've had a lot of catchers and opposing hitters that I've talked to over the years say, you know, the hardest part about me is you never know what you're going to get because I'm throwing, you know, five different pitches at you at any count. So, I mean, I kind of take pride in being able to throw every pitch in any count.
So even if you're going to pitch one inning, you're still going to throw the same stuff as you would if you're starting a game?
Yeah, I would.
That's pretty good when you can do it. If you can control it, that's a big plus. It really is.
Yeah, well, I've had the same repertoire. You know, I've messed around with some change-up grips and some sinker grips or some slider grips, but I've thrown the same fastball, change-up, sinker, slider, curveball. I've thrown all those pitches since high school, so I'm very comfortable throwing those pitches. So it's that helps me with my confidence in being able to throw every pitch, say 3-2 or 3-1 even, you know.
We're talking with Seth Lugo, who obviously had a very good year last year. On this year, the way things have, with the personnel they have, obviously with the starters they have, with what they have at the back of the rotation, your job looks like it's going to be more either longer in the middle part of the game. Is that what they've told you, or have they not talked much about what the role will be?
Well, not so much. They haven't told me, you know, I'll be pitching a fifth or sixth,
right.
You know, so if starter goes X amount of innings or whatever. But, you know, they've kind of told me that it'll be similar to the majority of the season last year. You know, the last month or so I had a few save opportunities. But, you know, for the majority of the season it was, you know, bridge to the back end of the bullpen,
yep.
Which, you know, it's multiple innings sometimes, which I enjoy. I would love to pitch all nine innings if I could. So, that's a good spot for me to be, but I think that's where I'll fit in this year.
Do you see how long would it take you, Seth, if someone got hurt and they said we're going to move Lugo to the rotation? Any adjustment for you? Is it going to take you time to lengthen yourself out? Is it going to take you a little while to do that, or could you do that quickly?
Well, you know, there's always the build up process, you know. So I think when I jumped in the rotation after relieving last year, I think I had a 50 or 60 pitch limit or something,
right.
Which isn't too big of a deal considering I was throwing two or two plus innings, you know. But you know, that's the usual progression. But, you know, with the way I've always pitched, I've got no problem throwing a few extra pitches. So, you know, I think I can make the transition pretty easily if need be.
What do you need to do in spring? What is spring for you as far as work, considering what your role will be, what you assume it'll be? What do you need to get ready?
Well, right now, you know, it's just building the arm strength and getting used to throwing the hitters in the box again. But for me, what I like to do is the first couple outings I have, I kind of evaluate myself and see what I'm lacking or what I need to improve on, which I believe I've done. I've cleaned up a couple mechanical things. But, I like to come into camp ready to face hitters. So, I was in pretty good shape when I got here. So I'm ready for the season to get going.
You ready now?
I'm ready now.
What did you like best? What did you take most from last season? You had a really good year, as we mentioned. Very valuable in all those roles. Good numbers. What did you take from last season?
I took away. For me, it was pitching in high leverage situations and pitching when the game's on the line. Which as a starter, you get into the late innings and the game's on the line, and you're already deep in your pitch count. Well, here comes someone else. So it was nice to get in those situations that, I wouldn't have been in as a starter, unless I'm, obviously throwing a complete game. But, pitching in different situations, whether it's early in the game or late in the game, middle of the game, I feel like I kind of did it all. There's not much else that'll be new for me. So familiarity with pitching in any inning, that was pretty good for me.
Are you content where you are right now? I know everyone wants to start or close. They want the premier jobs. Everybody does. But, how do you feel about things right now as you hit this stage of your career?
I'm happy with where I'm at, but I'm not the kind of guy that gets content, I pitched a little while ago, and I had a clean inning, 3-3 down on 5 pitches, but, I'm not happy with that. You can't be perfect, but I strive for it. And if it's anything short, then I know there's some work to be done and some improvements to be made.
What do you think about the team this year?
I think we're going to have a great team. Watching these guys, they're just not going to cover off the baseball, every one of them. And, with our bullpen depth and starting pitching, I just think we're going to have a killer year. And I'm excited to get to New York and see what these guys do together.
Really? Listen, everybody says that in spring training. Do you really feel that? Because last year the team struggled offensively a lot. You think you see enough different things this year that you feel? I know Cano's hitting 500 and stuff like that, but do you see enough this year that you feel that strongly about the team?
I really do, especially with the young guys. They came in, looking great. A few guys come in excellent shape compared to years past.
Yep.
And,
Dominic Smith
hitting around
500. Dominic Smith's doing a heck of a job. He really is. Yeah,
500.
Yep.
These guys are. You can tell they're competing against themselves, and I think that's what's given them the edge that they kind of lacked in previous years. And the approaches they got going on now, I think I'm not sure what Chile's doing to them, but these guys are just swinging the bat so well, and it's really impressive to see.
Well, listen, it's we're looking forward to it. It's only a couple of weeks away now. We're ready to go. You sound like you're ready to go. So thanks for a couple of minutes. We'll see you when you come north. Thanks very much.
All right, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Pleasure. Thank you. Seth Lugo, very valuable guy for this team in every way. And though he probably won't get to close any games this year if things go right, he's a guy who can start. He's a guy who can pitch long. He's a guy who can set up. And he really had 100 innings last year, 100 strikeouts. One whip, did a very, very good job. Really good job. Take a quick break, come right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.